relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Ah, the delights. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't that music family shared? James, well, sorry guys, this is the Wrath of Khan. This isn't the Wrath of Khan. The music that you can't hear on YouTube is James Horner's Wrath of Khan, the second Star Trek movie. An amazing movie, even if it is science fiction. That's for Jeff. An amazing soundtrack. Sorry you guys can't hear it, but go and download it somewhere else after the show. Only after the show. We're going to be going to your calls in a moment, but first I have to give Jeff some work. I always feel guilty. He has prepared so many lovely cuts for us today. I want you to tell me, while I take calls, you can choose which of the cuts we have to use before the show ends today. Give me your three top, okay? And then we will play those cuts. But somebody's been waiting for over an hour. It's Derek in Ohio. That's dedication. Thank you, Derek, for your patience.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Wrath of Khan.
Isn't it?
While, but it was, yep. A lot of great moments.
He tasks me, and I shall have him. Sorry, I had to do that. Go ahead.
A dish best served coldly. But I want to thank so much for sending me this, your signed copy of your book, War for America's Soul. It's a fantastic book. It really meant a lot. But why I'm calling today is, it's amazing. There's so much suddenly so much concern for cleaning up the culture. You know, now we have to eliminate Dr. Seuss, Peter Pan, and the Swiss Family Robinson. When there's no concern for all the pornography, violent movies, violent video games, for that to be cleaned up. And, my kids and I, we spend a lot of time reading. We enjoy books. We have a huge library. And so it's really struck a nerve with me that now some of the classic Dr. Seuss books we can't even get just to share with them. But I'll tell you, there's one thing I'm glad that seems to have been canceled.
Which is?
And that's Joe Biden's State of the Union.
Funny, we're already in March. Where is it? Where is his address to the joint session of Congress? Where is his State of the Union? It's a very interesting question. This is, of course, a challenge for a man who can't remember the name of his Secretary of Defense or the word Pentagon. But God bless you. Thank you for your kind comments. And you're so right, Derek. Think of this. I can't even use the name. I'm not allowed by regulations, radio regulations, to discuss the name of a certain song that was voted the best song of the year by PBS or NPR that has an acronym for its title that has to do with a sex organ. I can't discuss that. That's fine. That's absolutely dandy. We give awards for that. But Dr. Seuss and Dumbo are the problem. It is a perfect indication of how upside down and how much the left denies the truth. That which is wholesome must be dismantled. That which is perverse must be encouraged. Derek, thank you for your kind words. If you also would like to read the book he received from us, you can even get it signed as well. Please go to sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA. You can get it there. Or for all the paraphernalia to do with this show, America First, T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, all my books available signed, go to our brand new store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. On this issue, continuing the question of cancel culture, Tom in California, line three. Welcome, Tom.
Hi there. If you guys spun some Buddy Holly and Little Richard records, I think I'd be listening to Wolfman Jack.
The legendary Wolfman Jack. There's only Rock Around the Clock. I love Rock Around the Clock. The rest of that is a little before my time. What brings you to our show today?
Well, I've been pondering this the implicit bias ideology of the left, and it really hurts their argument of zero tolerance for free speech. You know, if you believe that implicit bias exists in everyone, then you should have some flexibility and tolerance for speech that might come across as racist, simply because we all live in our own tribal bubble, and we're all trying to break out of it, hopefully in America, because we live in a mixed race culture. So if we're going to live together, we have to have flexibility and tolerance. And if you believe, like the left tries to claim, but they use the narrative to advance systemic racism and all that, they're really hurting their own cause. Because if you believe in implicit bias, then you have to have tolerance for it.
But you don't. See, this is why. Well, thank you for this very important call. So we discussed the genesis of all of this in an hour-long interview with James Lindsay, the man who wrote the book on critical theory. And this is the pseudo-academic underpinnings of cancel culture. And it all begins with an essay written by one of the most dangerous men on the left, or the neo-left, if you wish to call it, called Repressive Tolerance. This is Herbert Marcuse's essay from 1965. And to your point, they redefined the meaning of tolerance in 1965. And they said, because bad ideas, conservative ideas, traditional ideas about family, truth, sexuality, are bad in and of themselves, we must not tolerate them. We will invent a new concept of repressive tolerance, whereby we exclude them from the general discussion. So you're operating on the common sense definition of tolerance, but they don't believe in it. And right now, look at what every time there's an issue, they just move the goalposts. You say you're tolerant, and they say, no, we're only tolerant to good ideas. Who gets to define what the good ideas are? We get to define what the good ideas are. They say, we are for freedom of speech. Now, what have they done? They've picked up the goalposts. They've walked 50 yards to the left, and they put them down again. Because now they're saying, well, yeah, freedom of speech, we agree with that. But not, have you heard this phrase? Freedom of reach. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't heard that one.
So this is the latest one. I mean, these people are so diabolical. You can say whatever you want, but you don't get to say it to a lot of people. You can say it to yourself in your basement or your best buddy, but because you're a conservative or you're a racist or you're somebody we disagree with, we're not going to allow you to have freedom of reach, which means you may be the president of the United States, elected by 63 million people. You may have 89 million followers on Twitter, but the day after January the 6th, we get to shut down your social media accounts. You are applying reason and common sense to their arguments, but their arguments aren't built on common sense. And that's why what we have to do is play hardball. Do you see the discrepancy between your approach of being reasonable and using logic and their utter denial of logic?
Oh, well, I mean, their logic always comes around to bite them. I don't know why they can't see that.
But has it in the last 60 years? Who's winning? Right now, who do you think is winning the cult, if you don't like the phrase culture war, the cultural competition, who's winning?
Oh, definitely. The left has been winning since the advent of television, probably.
But. Right. So when does it get come round to bite them?
Well, that's a good question. I always had the theory that maybe they were getting scared that there's so little implicit bias in people in America now that they have to continue the platform of racism to continue their agenda. And they're scared that there's little racism going on.
There's a very interesting aspect here that at some point their argument becomes so fragile that they have to go to extremes. When you look, if you've ever traveled to other countries around the world, you know that America is the least racist country in the world. I mean, you couldn't get a black president if it were. It just wouldn't happen. But when they realize that the arguments are losing traction, what do? They have to go one step further. They have to dial it to 11 and say, well, you know what? If you're white, you're racist and you don't even know it. And that's the most pernicious aspect of it all, because that's the opposite, the exact diametric opposite of what Reverend Martin Luther King taught us. Fabulous call. Super call. Stay on the line. Let's offer that gentleman whichever signed copy he wants of the three books available here at America First: Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, or the latest, The War for America's Soul. Love this stuff. Great calls. God bless all of you. This is the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You can't say it. You just can't. Especially if you're listening to us, because I think that's the name of our show. America First. Thank you to all of you who have already donated to our Food for the Poor campaign. This is the organization, the Christian organization that is helping those in our hemisphere who are much, much worse than us, especially in Honduras, where at least 40% of the rural population of children are malnourished. Listen to the awful conditions from one of the project managers, Marcus Frisch.
These families are in need. We've heard how people who have never found themselves in a position are now asking for assistance. And if that is happening for the middle class in these countries, you can only imagine the impact that's happening for the poorest.
Could we even put ourselves in that position of being a middle class family that now has to beg for food to feed our children? Let's help with this immigration crisis by helping those who need food to stay where they are. Food for the Poor is in 17 countries. They've been doing this for 39 years because of you. Just look at the incredible figures. For $37 once, just once, you're going to feed a child for 6 months. Or if you can afford one payment of $111, you're feeding three children for 6 months. You are a blessing to those who need help the most. Please support them in any amount that you can by going to our website, sebgorka.com, and clicking on the Food for the Poor banner right at the top of the webpage. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, or you can call them at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. God bless all of you who've already done so and all of you who will do so. Okay. Oh, where's Jeff gone? I was going to ask him his favorite cuts. Okay, let's go to Caitlin, line one. Somewhere in Canada. That's a big country. Caitlin, where are you?
I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Fabulous. Welcome to America First.
I want to start off by saying I love your show.
We like to hear that.
So what I'm going to be talking about is the
a
movement.
Boat. Did you hear that? This is real. She's not faking it. She's from Canada.
It's the movement Super Straight, which started on TikTok. So take that with a grain of salt.
The what? The what movement?
The Super Straight movement.
Super Straight. Okay, carry on.
Yes. And it means it's someone who is attracted to the opposite gender but doesn't want to date someone who's transitioned. And someone kind of made it as a joke, I guess, because they were tired of getting called transphobic from the left. And then it blew up, and everyone was like, this is kind of a real thing, though. It doesn't make us transphobic by not wanting to date someone who's
right, so this is the accusation that if you're a man and you refuse to consider dating a man who thinks he's a woman, that makes you transphobic. That's the accusation.
Yeah, so, but the hypocrisy of it, though, and a lot of trans people have come out and said they fully support this movement. It's just all these little, like, liberals that are freaking out over it. Like, they say love is love and equality, and they preach this, and then as soon as someone from the straight community, if that's how you want to call it, tries to stand up and say, I'm not transphobic, I have nothing against being friends with someone who's trans or whatever, I just don't want to be in a relationship with one, everybody freaks out.
No,
and
look.
Social media is like banning people literally for saying, like, I'm super straight.
Two comments. Number one, this is a perfect example of why they preach tolerance and what they actually preach is hatred. You're not allowed you're not allowed to choose your sexual partner. How perverse is that? And secondly, and I love your call and your kind comments. It's TikTok, so who cares? That's Chinese.
Yeah.
It's going straight to the Chinese government.
It's not even just on TikTok. That's what blew my mind, is it's on YouTube. It's on
of course.
It's on everything.
But YouTube is Google. Of course. Come on.
That's very true.
All right.
That's very true.
Stay on the line. Got to take your address. Let's give this lady a copy of whatever book she wants. But Eric's going to take the call. He's going to take that address because I need Jeff's choice of the one cut he loves the most that we haven't played today. What is it, Jeff?
Nine.
What is cut nine? Ah, Senator Kennedy, always high value. Okay, let's go with Mr. G's recommendation. Hit it, Eric.
There seem to be two main characteristics to serve in President Biden's cabinet. Number one, you've got to worship at the altar of climate change. The people that he's nominated don't see climate change as a discrete scientific problem. They see it as a religion. And number two, it appears that at least most, if not all, of his nominees are obsessed with race and gender and sexuality.
By George, I think he's got it. I think that's a great... great basis for an article. Has he missed anything? If you're a member of the Biden cabinet, good job there, Jeff. Good job. You've got to be obsessed on the level of a religion, like a cult, with climate change, with race and gender. Professor, is the senator missing anything?
I don't think so. He's full of hatred? Is that an option for people who disagree with you?
No, but... Okay, so but things you have to believe in. So would you say, like, would you add the fourth would be canceling people?
Yeah, something
okay.
Like those.
Good. All right. We've got to get that senator on the show because we have this peculiar admixture. We have kind of retreads from the Clinton era and the Biden, the Clinton and the Obama era, if you look at Blinken. And then we have those, whether it's Boot Edge, or others, who really, as an article of faith, the requirement to be allowed into the administration at the cabinet level and below is not just that you're a rewarming of a former Democrat administration. You've got to have your credentials of treating the environmental movement as your new quasi-religion. You've got to be obsessed with race and gender. I've got it. It's not just cancel culture, Professor. Hating the police. Yes. You got to be hating the police as well. We've got it. We've got the conditions. We're going to write this up. We're going to give a credit to Senator Kennedy, but you've got to recognize it. When somebody gets it right, you've got to give them the full credit. Thank you, Mr. G. Nicely done, nicely done. The threat of H.R. 1, the People's Bill, you're right. And its premise that unless we can reform and federalize all elections in America, racial inequality will increase, is our next topic with our old friend Horace Cooper here on America First and the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios. Don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
I was watching a documentary yesterday, and I was informed that that song, I love that song, Right on Time by Black Box, was the anthem of the rave culture. I was shocked. Dr. G doesn't do raves, but he likes a good beat. We are back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Sorry, YouTube, you don't get to hear the amazing music we play here. But hey, you know, video, Vice Radio. It's a little bit of, exchange there. You gotta give to get and get to give. Let's talk about what is happening today on Capitol Hill. The porculous, the amazingly gargantuan $1.3 trillion alleged COVID relief package and the rest of the insanity with somebody who's a good friend of the show, hasn't been on for a while. We warmly welcome him back. Project 21's Horace Cooper, Senior Fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, Horace, context is so crucial in every major question. And we have a tendency to judge the last year. This week will be the anniversary of the official anniversary of the Chinese virus. We tend to judge it from our context. We're living in a war zone here with barbed wire fences, National Guard, everything shut down. You're in Texas. Things are a little bit different in Texas. Am I right?
Well, absolutely. Today's the first day of the end of the mask mandate. There's no longer a statewide mask mandate, and it is up to us as individuals, as well as any businesses, etc., to decide what those policies are going to be with regard to, quote, social distancing and mask wearing. And I've been out today, and I was actually quite struck by how many places had removed the signs saying that it was somehow state law that one had to do certain things, and how crowded, in fact, places were, because people were feeling free to go out. Just driving by, seeing cars in the parking lot, which is likely meaning a big boom economically is headed this way.
So this is day number one. God bless Governor Abbott. But this day already, people are removing the stickers saying you have to wear a mask. They're already so eager.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, something as simple as going to a deli I picked up a sandwich for my mother, and I've been so used to having to read all of the reminders of coming in and how they're, all of that had been removed. You're not going to believe this. There's a rifle raffle sign stuck on the window instead. For $10, I could pay to participate in a raffle to win a new rifle. What a shift.
Now that's why we love Texas. You go to the deli, no more masks, but you can buy your ticket to the rifle raffle. Oh, it's so tempting. So very, very tempting. Okay, let's talk about this bill. It is being sold already. The mainstream legacy media is saying Biden is showering money on the American people. Your reaction to the celebrations in the fake news industry?
Well, apparently, I guess it's important for people to go through the motions of their enthusiasm, since when this actually goes into effect, the consequences are going to be significant. I wrote a piece for Newsmax just last month in which I explained that the contours of this bill are very, very likely to harm the least among us. Minorities are going to be hurt. Low-income workers are going to be hurt. Here we are expressly providing financial support for people who are not supposed to be in the country lawfully. We expanded, even if Manchin reduced it, we expanded payments to people so that they wouldn't have to leave their home and go and work. And we overwhelmingly rewarded the unions and those states that have mismanaged and improperly provided stewardship of their states' economies. The people who suffer are not going to be elites. They're not going to be the upper middle class. They're going to be the least among us, those individuals whose skills are require that they be able to offer their services to real human customers, not restrictions that limit how many people they can interact with. We're looking at a real division between the blue and the red states, and all that we're going to see is if you're a bureaucrat, if you are part of big government, even at the state level, this bill rewards you handsomely.
Let's just be clear.
If you are independent.
Go ahead.
If you're independent and you try to stand up for yourself, but you're of modest means, this bill leaves you out.
Just be clear.
$1,400 does nothing.
Just be clear. 9% deals with health. 1% of the bill actually goes to vaccines. It's an outrage. Every American should be angry. We're talking to Horace Cooper, Project 21. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Find out today if you could be the next Reggie. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You know it makes sense. Do it now. Relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Love that tune, Hill Street Blues. My buddy Steve says, and he's a very good pianist, very hard to play that tune. Sounds simple, but the keys are very far apart. You've got to have those big hands to play that tune. Lovely, subtle tune. Just got the figures this morning. You guys are crushing it. You are supporting Mike Lindell like never before. God bless all of you. They want to cancel him. They want to crush him. 25 corporations are boycotting his MyPillow products. But you have stepped up to the plate and gone directly to his website to send the crazy cancel culture leftists a message. Thank you, all of you who've done so. If you haven't, please support Mike Lindell. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. Go to his website, mypillow.com. Use promo code GORKA, and he's going to give you more than 60% off. Do it today. So
support this great patriot, call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. God bless every single one of you. We are back with Project 21's Horace Cooper. Follow them at Project 21 News, senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. We've discussed the monstrosity that is the alleged COVID relief package, which it is not. Let's talk about something that's even more outrageous and, in fact, dangerous. That's HR1. First question for you, Horace. I've gone through all the attempts to federalize elections that this bill is attempting to achieve, and the justification given in almost all of them, from not having to check IDs, not having to say that you're an immigrant or a legal resident, every single one has a preamble whereby they state this bill is predicated on stopping racial inequality in elections. Your comments.
This bill is promoting one of the biggest falsehoods that we have seen, and that falsehood is that there has been some evidence of any kind that Black Americans or Brown Americans are being stymied in their ability to participate in elections. In 2018, the percentage of Black Americans who voted in America set a record high, and that was only broken by the record number of Black Americans who voted in 2020. The real purpose of these measures is not actually to protect Black Americans. That's a very, very useful dodge for people who fear and are concerned about Black Americans, not the Democrats, not the progressives. I'm talking about mainstream America. This goes out as a technique to trick us, to trick America about it. But at the end of the day, the real goal here is to prevent the greatest experiment in self-government from going forward. And that is letting we, the people, decide what our policies are going to be, who our elected officials are going to be. You see, you don't automatically register everyone who gets a driver's license, especially when you're in a state where you're allowing unlawfuls to participate. You don't automatically register people who are felons and have convictions, unless, of course, you're wanting to overwhelm the existing base of actual voters. When you allow ghosts, convicts, and illegals to participate, you will be surprised to find that the ghosts, the convicts, and the illegals are way more interested in bigger government, greater taxation, and they will divest from real, bona fide citizens any ability to decide for themselves whether or not these terrible, destructive policies that harm them are going to go into effect.
I don't see the requisite pushback here on Capitol Hill, not just because of the power ratios in the House and the Senate, but because of a lack of an institutional response writ large. Is our hope, as somebody who follows this so closely, is our only hope the requisite response coming out of state houses and local municipalities, Horace?
Well, that's where we are right now. I want to make sure people understand this. Let's take a step away from this 2020 election. In my mind, if we would like to have a replication of what happened in 2020, HR1 is the perfect tool to ensure. When we asked at Project 21, Black Americans, would you like to take home more of what you make out of your paycheck? Some 70% said yes. When we said, would you like government to regulate more or less? And some 68% said, we would like for government to regulate less. When we asked, would you like government to give money from taxpayers to, quote, needy people, many who either haven't demonstrated whether they're wanting to work or not. Again, that got the highest level of opposition among Black Americans, nearly 90%. Well, then why then on Election Day are we supposed to believe that overwhelmingly Black Americans supported the opposite vision. The only way you get there is if you allow for a mix of none actual lawful citizens to participate. H.R. 1 seeks to divest from states the ability to make sure real people, blacks, whites, and brown, are actually making the decisions about the policies. They would like to replace them with proxies who can be guaranteed to vote, have their vote counted, exactly as the big government progressives want.
We're almost out of time. Couple of seconds left with Horace Cooper. I have to ask you, what's your explanation for why more black and Hispanic Americans voted for Donald Trump in the last election than any Republican president since the 1960s? Couple of seconds left.
It's exactly because black America, white America, everyone saw these policies. They worked for them. And there's no way that you could have the kind of increase that we saw and still, in a lawful election, see an incumbent lose.
Great answer. It's the facts. That's why we go to him every time. Horace Cooper, follow him and his colleagues at Project 21 News. Keep doing what you're doing, enjoying the free, now even freer, state of Texas. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Yes, my low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, is gone and was gone just 2 weeks after taking Relief Factor. Still pain-free more than 2 years later. But just listen to Leah from Ohio as well. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. See the amazing testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out for yourself if this is how you can liberate yourself from daily pain by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. It's so easy. Just go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening as I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
With regard to divisiveness over ideology, political ideology, that actually swept over into the issue of public health, where people, as you mentioned correctly in your statement and your question, that health officials who push for common sense, well-accepted public health measures of wearing masks, physical distancing, avoiding congregate settings, including indoor, are actually looked upon as the enemy of getting the economy opened, the enemy of getting people's jobs back, when in fact the common enemy is the virus, not the health officials who are trying to do as best as they can.
What is ideology? I mean, really, do people not learn English? He earns $413,000 a year, paid for you, paid by you, as a bureaucrat. Ideology? Do you have an idée or an idea? It's ideology, Dr. Fauci. And by the way, yes, there is an enemy for you and similar bureaucrats. It's common sense. You're the person who said masks don't matter, masks are useless, last April and May. Now you're saying those who disagree with your triple, dipple, quadruple mask policy and keep the schools shut till the Lord comes back to this earth, they're the problem? No, you are the problem. You are the ideological problem. because you have no common sense. This idea that you must follow your protocols, even if it crushes the economy. Unbelievable. The lack of capacity to see what you have done to this nation. The idea that you can close a restaurant down and then 9 months later say you can have 25% capacity. You can't run a restaurant. You can't pay the electricity bill. No time in American history have you quarantined healthy people. And the fact that I, not a medical expert, understand the immune system better than the policies coming out of your administration. If you isolate people, healthy people, you weaken their immune system. Oh, and by the way, last question for Dr. Ideology Fauci. What happened to the flu? I'm intrigued to see the explanation for why there is no flu this flu season. Just the facts, ma'am. That's why we're here. America first. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.